Did it?
You good?
Yeah.
Good morning, honorable members and delegates from the department. We don't have much to do today. We are just going to go through the portfolio committee report on budget vote 22. We call this meeting at this time so that members should get time to go through the report, and then if there are any corrections, they should do that, and thereafter will be done, and then go and prepare for the budget debate tomorrow. We are going to go page by page. As we go page by page, other members will be coming in, and will be done by that. And that's the report. We must start with page one. If there is any points to raise on page one, agreed. Page two. Honorable Daniels, pull the chair.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Chair, I just wanted to establish on page 2.2.1.1, where they say, oh, this report says, since the landward defense capability were not part of the strategic defense package, I would be speaking on correction, but what I've seen in the annual performance plan in the annual report of 11-12, the landward were part of the strategic defense package, but the problem was prioritization in terms of what we were told by the department. The problems was with prioritization, because what happened is that they took money from there and prioritized for other things that came up because they were not budgeted. That is one, Chair. 2.1.2, there we're talking of the South African Maritime Strategy that is embodied or integrated in that of the SADC Security Strategy. But the question is for me, have we seen as this committee that strategy and that of SADC? Point 2.1.3, when we went to the cluster, we did talk to the effect of DINEL. I don't see that on this report in terms of 2.1.3. What in the cluster we said in terms of DINEL, 2.1.6, no, that's object on page.
Okay.
No, it's fine. We'll do the whatever amendment should be done, and the presentation can be shared with us about the strategies in it. Yeah. Okay. Any other thing, Honourable Mania?
Chair, just on the point made by my honourable colleague that the strategic defence packages included the landward forces is not correct. The strategic defence package did not include the landward forces. The report is therefore correct.
No, it doesn't matter in any case because we are saying we are scheduling this briefing. It's fine. Can we go to page 3? Agreed.
Agreed.
Page 4. Honorable Daniels.
On page 4, Chair. 3.2 on the overview of 13-14 budget allocation of the department. Point 3.2, significant increases in the budget allocated over the next medium frame. We are saying that we are not expecting or are not expected defense budget allocation will amount to 45. There's something. The significant increases in the budget allocated over the next financial year. But there's something there that I thought we were saying. Are we the ones saying it won't be increased? Or is that what we are suspecting will happen? Or in terms of what we have said on the recommendation?
What point are you on, Honorable Daniel?
3.2.
3.2.
Yeah.
But what's your question?
The question are not expected. Medium term expenditure framework period are not expected by 15-16. The budget allocation will amount to 45. I don't get that, Chair. What are we saying in that capture? What are we saying?
All right.
Are we saying we are talking about the increases and then they are not expected? What is not expected?
Honorable Issao, Honorable Menier.
I'm not finished. Oh, on that one anymore.
Okay. Good morning. My apologies, Honorable Chair. Just running a bit late this morning. I think Honorable Daniels, maybe it's correct what you're saying from what we have discussed, but that was in light of a defense review. That's my understanding, that there will be fundamental changes and substantial changes in the budget amount. At this moment, budgeting has taken place in view of the 1998 defense review. So the projections are happening accordingly, and we know that this year we had, in real terms, 0.58% increase in the budget, which is totally insignificant. So we have to push the idea of the defense review for the serious budget increase to happen. So this is in light of the current situation, and I assume that is the MTF that is projected. And under the circumstances, that is what we probably have to contend with.
Yeah, Chair, I was just making the point that 3.2 is simply a summary of the budget allocation, and it's in fact, if my reading is correct, a cut and paste from National Treasury's E&E.
Okay. Any other thing?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, on 3.5, there's an error there on figures. Funds originally intended for the payment of contractors will be redirected to fund peacekeeping commitments in the Central African Republic. 200 million will be spent on this purpose for the, there's a correction there.
Over here. Okay. That will be corrected, Honorable Daniel?
Yes, Chair. Not only that, Chair, but there's, it's like we're saying we're preempting that we will be redirecting that money to the peace mission in the car. Do we have an MOU that takes us from now to the future, or we're still talking about the MOU that was signed in 2012? What exactly are we talking to then? Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Any other thing?
Also add to that, I think the projection for the car was 1.2 billion in terms of our calculations. But because of this change in situation and the withdrawal of the troops, and then of course sending other troops off to DRC, to the Congo and things, I think there has been a change, but we need to be updated. And this is not acceptable. So I think in terms of the MOU and the current status of the troops within the area and also our equipment, what is the status and how much money will be spent? And is the DDR program still effective in CAR?
Right. That will be noted. Any other? On page 4. Do we?
Chairperson, thanks very much. The ours is on 4.1 on page 4, which speaks to line number 2 onwards. This program also provides for military veterans benefits through the Department of Military Veterans. And then further down, that the rise in spending on this sub-program is mainly due to the 1.3 billion increase. But before that, it speaks to 4.4 billion allocation for current financial year. All of that is attributed to the Department of Military Veterans. And it's, that is actually factually incorrect. What is the case is that we have our own allocation, although that is done as part of the same vote. And then we then put that separately as a transfer. We'll pick up on another point when we get to the Department of Military Veterans later on. But I just thought, because we're at this stage, to just flag that for it to be accurately reflected. Thanks.
Honorable Isaf.
Just a further correction as well. General Mutuma has also indicated the over the MTF period. Director General. My apologies, Director General, DG, our accounting officer. Yes, that the 1.3 billion is actually 1.462 billion, and that's a correction in terms of the calculation. It's both reported in the budget as incorrect and also in the APP as incorrect.
Okay. The Director General of the department can be called a general sometimes. We are done with 4, with the amendments. 5. Agreed. 6. 5.
On the last one, Chair, 4.5. On the upgrading of the Devon Harbour and anti-piracy.
What sentence is that number?
1, 2, 3, 4. From
okay.
The fourth sentence to the last sentence. The upgrading of Devon Harbour and anti-piracy operations. There, Chair, I remember that we talked to the question of the NPA being given the responsibility of running the port whilst we have the Navy. Because also in the recommendation of the committee, we're not saying anything to that effect. And we did talk to that. How is it that the NPA is the one responsible for the port, and yet we have the defense and the Navy? That's the biggest port in the country, and we don't know what goes in there. I'm not saying the port, the security, and all police or whoever is responsible is not saying anything, but I don't see anything in the recommendation in terms of that. Talks to 4.5G. It's up to this committee.
Can you factor what was left out?
Thank you, Chair.
Honorable
Issa? Just two typographical errors. One is the first line, 15 to 13 units, and then 4.4, 2013-14 financial year.
Six. Honorable Daniels.
On 4.6, Chair, we're attributing a number of what we cannot do to the question of certain programs and specific activities to the fact that they're confidential. Now, Chair, we cannot, as this committee, enshrine that in this report, because we have a mandate as the committee. If there's confidentiality in what we're supposed to hear, we have a right as a committee to call a meeting in camera so that we can get full information on that, and then be able to ascertain that the department will be able to deliver on those. We cannot, Chair, simply say we could not, simply because there was confidentiality, whilst we do have the mandate to deal with those in a closed meeting.
You are right.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, can that be corrected? Yes.
This correction in the first line of 4.6, it maybe should read the maritime health support, or should it be the military health support?
Military health support. Okay. Seven. Honorable Daniels.
Chair, I just need a clarification. Maybe I'm not reading it too well. From six, the last paragraph, to seven on top, decreasing planned number of vetting decisions to be taken in the financial year, but understood given a similar allocation in the operation sub-program. I don't know if I understand what that means, Chair. Maybe who can take us in confidence in terms of that. I just couldn't grasp what we're talking about.
What point is that?
From six, Chair, the last paragraph of six continues on page seven on the top, the 4.8.
Mm-hmm.
Those two lines there, I just couldn't grasp as to what are we talking to.
Allocation to the socio-economic support services program will be focused on the provision of...
No, Chair. Page 7, first two lines before 4.8.
We are on page 7. I don't see that. Where is that?
Decrease in planned number of vetting decisions to be taken in this financial year.
You have the original document. They must give you another document. Did everybody get a new document? You must get a new document. Yeah.
Oh, that one has been... Yeah. Thank you. Okay. I'm trying to... Okay.
Right. Then we move to 8. You on 7?
Yes,
okay,
7.
Okay.
At the bottom on paragraph 6, there's that heading overview, that's
small typo, overview of 2013-14 budget allocation. It says 2013-13. And then the first two lines, which indicate that, that's true, 6.1, although not note, although not a separate vote, the department received 1.3 billion. That is a figure over the MTEF period, not in the single financial year, that is 14-15. So that should be corrected. We'd love it to be that.
Okay, it will be corrected.
356 million for the current financial year.
Or
we can just change it other way. Just say 1.3 for MTF, or just break it down by 356, 1415, 451, 1516, and then 505, 1617.
Okay. Yeah.
Honorable
Issam?
How come the committee knows more than the appeal committee, whoever compiled the report, knows a bit more? Some inside information that we can possibly get 2.8 billion. We don't know about it. I don't see it in the E&E, and I don't see it in the APP.
Okay.
Where does it actually come from? Mr.
Okay. You need to correct that. Can we go to 8? 8, Martha?
The figure 11,500 is inaccurate. The correct figure is 1,500 for housing and cancelling 1,000, not 600.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
That will be corrected. Yourself then. You'll follow Honorable Menia.
Thank you, Chair. It's Vernon Jacobs from the Department of Military Veterans. Sir. Also on page 8, the third line.
Page 8, the third line, sir. We're still on 7.
Oh, okay.
We'll come to you.
Chair, I just wish to make a general point. Could we ask that when we adopt the report, that it's adopted subject to very careful scrutiny of all the figures in the document?
That is the right route to go.
Yeah.
Okay, can we go to 8? We'll start with you, sir.
Thank you, Chair. The third line, which begins with functions.
What number? What number? Oh, okay, sure.
Yes, the top page. The top
paragraph, right?
Since 2012-13, it says on the provision of three honoring functions, we'd recommend, sir, that and the erection, the rest of it up to the, should actually be deleted, because the erection of 7 memorials, training of 75,000, that has not happened, and it begins to be correctly captured later on at 7.3, where it shows that it will be done. So here it's showing that it's been achieved, which is incorrect.
Any other thing on 8, Honorable Daniels?
On 8, Chair, also the 60 million.
What number is
it? It has will and has, without necessarily separating that. It will be, or it has been, is dedicated to?
What number are you talking about?
7.2,
okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. Point
yes.
9,
60
4.
Million, yes. You said that?
He said 60 million will have been in. Has been.
That's what we want to establish.
It has been. Okay. That correction. Matt?
Oh, sorry. Thank you, Chairperson. The top first line on page 8. Healthcare services, the figure is 10,000, not 39,000. And under 7.2, Chairperson, the socioeconomic support services program consists of it is four sub-programs according to the department's establishment as approved by DPSA.
So the 10,000, can I just have an idea again? It is 10,000. Oh, which one is that, ma'am?
It is actually a continuation of 187, and I was just correcting that instead of 29,000 for this year, it will be 10,000. The target is 10,000.
Oh, but over the MTF, it is 39,000.
For the MTF.
Chairperson, through you. The heading was 2013-2014.
Sure. You'll verify that and correct it. Yeah.
7.2, metal injuries.
Metal injuries, okay.
The last line of 7.2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Metal injuries, yeah. Now, can we go to 9? Anything on 9? Matabel, you on 9?
No. Back to page 8, Chair. At the bottom, where it says the department will not partner with private sector companies and it does not envisage any heritage project for the coming financial year, could we ask for that to be deleted? Just, yeah, if it can just be deleted.
Okay.
Sure.
Honorable Danette.
7.2 on page 8 says, I'm waiting to understand, Chair. It says that finalize agreements with three institutional fire management, and provide barrier support to families of 60 military veterans. How do you determine how many people will be dead or will die? How will that come to be?
No, sir, we are using the health information systems as provided by the mortality rates from two sources, the National Department of Health, but also in this case, the Military Health Services data and statistics. So that's what informs how we then we budget or at least project for that. So that was the basis. If you remember, even in the earlier original, when we're doing the costing of each of the benefits, we were asking exactly the same question, that it's something that we can't determine, but at least have some kind of figure to work on. That was the context.
Will you follow up?
Just a minor correction, I think, which may assist to Honorable Daniels. If we say approximately 50, will it not cater for the point that DG is making?
You must always press your mic. Honorable...
Chair, just I think there's a discussion in the appendix about two pages of amendments to targets, definitions, and everything by the department. And in that particular discussion, the department says they're actually taking it out. There is no indicator that there's a target of 50 because they don't know how many people will die. in the additional information that's added to where there are changes.
Just wondering, then should we then, let's say, we continue providing support to families of military veterans as and when the need arises?
That's what
the text is. Okay, then I'm just going to take that
into the amendment.
Okay, that will be sorted out. Can we now go to 9? Agreed. 10.
Just on 9, Arms School, I think the issue that we raised. Arms School was the issue of the security measure. for the facilities in the arms corps that are very sensitive. I think we all agree to it.
Chen?
Thank you, Chair. On border safeguarding, I don't see in that paragraph say talking to the fencing, because we did talk to fencing when we were deliberating, but there it's not mentioned. I think we should include that. Thank you, Chair.
The borders are porous because there are no fences. Yes, must put the fence. No, they say poor on the fence.
I think more specifically, Honorable Chair, on that specific point of the SLA,
yeah,
for the, with the department that's actually responsible for fixing the fences and putting up the fences, that we need to have a look at those SLAs.
Thank you very much. You're still on 10, Honorable Daniels? You follow DG?
Okay, I was just suggesting that in the second line of that, we required for the effective what? Effective monitoring, not the effective, the monitoring and patrolling. That sentence needs to be corrected.
Okay.
And soldiers, a number of soldiers to the borders. The first line, the SANDF cannot, with the limited funding available, deploy the appropriate number of soldiers to the borders.
Thank you. DG?
Chair, mine is on 9.2.1, that very first paragraph, to say that the second line, the number of identified, identified certain inaccuracies and inconsistencies, to put it that way, in the 2013. And then the last line, which then says that the committee will not be able to measure the DMB success in achieving objectives and targets, and for which they should be properly held accountable. That is only in those areas where they have not been identified, where those areas are inaccuracies and inconsistencies, not all the areas, and that's what some of the points that we raised when we had the sitting last week, and we are effecting the changes.
All right. Honorable Daniels, Honorable Sao, you want to come?
Chair, I beg to differ with that. In any way, they must be held accountable in everything. They are given the mandate to administer it, to administer, and work with ATWA responsible to do oversight. We held them accountable for everything and every little cent that is given to them. Thank you.
Honorable Sam.
Thank you. I think the inaccuracies and inconsistencies to be mentioned there actually not only refer to the APP. In fact, it also refers to the Treasury itself that failed in providing a proper financial plan with all the details in it. And we've indicated that it's not only the department, it's in fact Treasury as well.
All right. Let's go to 11. Agreed. 12. The Honorable Mabedla, Honorable Isao.
On the regulations, Honorable Chair.
Honorable Mabedla will come.
Sorry?
He will come after.
Thank you, Chairperson. On AMSCO 931, the three-year delay in the appointment of a chief executive officer is a cause of concern, and the committee addressed this critical vacancy. And what it has been left here, the committee mandated the board to speed up the process.
Okay. That should be corrected. Honorable Isao, Honorable Daniels will follow.
Of all the additional, which is on page 24 of the APP, as well as respect to the legislative instruments necessary to effect the regulations, policies, strategies, guidelines, frameworks, all those things, we raise that as a matter of urgency that must be addressed in tandem with regulations.
Okay.
one acquisition program. The beginning of the first sentence should be corrected. During its his, that should be corrected. And the second to the last sentence, such a briefing will be scheduled, will be prioritized. That the capture on there must also be corrected. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Honourable Members. Honourable Issa.
Castle Board, Honourable Chair, we spoke, I just want to acknowledge that the CEO has been appointed, and I think we should also note that our appreciation for the Castle Board for taking that major step and to improve the running of the Castle Board.
Thank you very much. We're done on with 11?
No, Chair. No.
Not?
On the recommendation. On the 10.1, line 3, performance targets to strategic objectives remain working. That should be corrected.
That will be corrected.
Okay.
Done. One paragraph on, oh, you are still on 11,
yeah.
Mabela?
As well as on the same paragraph, 10.1, the committee urges that, there's some correction.
Grammar? Yeah. This is an official document. You must write the right grammar. Honorable Menier?
Chair, I'm not sure what procedure you'd want to follow, but at some point, would I be correct that you would want the committee to adopt the report? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll hold back.
Yeah. Matabs and DG?
This is a correction which I think is generic and standard for all other documents. There's a tendency to refer to this as the Department of Defense and Military Veterans. Can we cut the military veterans part? Because military veterans has got its own department. If you look at 10.2.
Withdrawn.
Did you?
Chair, I was going to rise on the same point, but not on 10.2, but on 11.1, and to make the same point that the TDG is making. DODMV, the only the last part in that 11.1 says oversight of the DODMV. It's oversight of other, we say, departments of defense and municipal departments, or we say, standing of defense. Because telling and legally, the only sensitive that is referred to in both in one line, there's defense and military veterans, is the ministry. The minister and the ministry. Otherwise, within that, then there's the two. Even though it's vote 22.
Honorable Daniel?
Chair, it's correctly captured. It says departments. It has an S. The departments of defense and military veterans. So it's department. On the other side, committees.
No, it's fine. It should not be one department. It should be the Department of Defense and Military Veterans. That should be corrected. Yeah? Thank you very much. We are done. Look, what we are supposed to do, Honorable Gigi?
Thank you, Chairperson. Just to clarify myself, the Secretary of Defense, is he referred to in terms of his office because on 9.3.1 it's saying during his interaction, how officially is he referred to? Is it the office or, because the way it is written here, 9.3.1. the very first sentence. Just to clarify myself, officially, how is that office referred to?
The office.
Yeah, the way it is here is it's him.
Okay, thank you very much. And we are done with the paper. What we should do, the amendment, the amendment should be factored in this report, and the report should be sent to me, and which I will send it to all members before publication today to verify everything. But meanwhile, we may call for the adoption, move us for the adoption, and a second on this court. You move for the adoption.
I move for the adoption with correction.
Yeah, and verifying the figures. Second. My Honorable Mabedla.
Chairperson, I'm a second.
Honorable Meneer.
Chair, if you would record our objection.
To be recorded?
On the grounds that we have made an argument that the defense budget should be increased, and yet at the same time we've recorded that we should support the defense budget. So on that basis, would you record our objection? Thank you.
Okay.
Chairperson, I am not in a position to pronounce on the matter. I'm only briefing my caucus tomorrow. Until tomorrow morning, I'll not be able to pronounce.
Okay.
Yeah, I think just from outside as well, Honorable Chair, that we cannot at this level agree to approve the budget. That is a debate that takes place in the caucus that will be, of course, announced in the House. So that is the... just at the point that is at the last 10.2.
Recorded. Thank you very much. I think we have come to the end of our meeting.
Thank you very much.
I'm not going to be able to do that.